Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? John. How many of you believe that you have come before God? Are you sure? Are you very sure that you have come before God? That you have come before God? Wonderful. If you are sure you have come before God, then I want us to do something we do in the house of the Lord. The Bible says, my house shall be what? A house of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have heard it before? My house shall be a house of prayer. So I want to read from John 15, 16. He said, you have not... You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth, you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Hallelujah. You should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. Then I'm sure every one of you want to hear this. Yes. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, yes, he may give it you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have said anything that you have asked the Father and you are waiting for answers?
Yes.
Now, God is giving you a clear key to have your prayers answered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who I say hallelujah.
Amen.
A clear key to have your prayers answered. Whatsoever, colon means that is to say, isn't it? Whatsoever, you have not chosen me, go and bear fruit that whatsoever. So, the reason why we have asked for certain things and we are not getting to the answers or not having the answers, it's because we are not being fruitful.
Mercy.
We are not being fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants us to be fruitful. So this prayer is a prayer of fruitfulness.
Amen.
That God make me fruitful.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In everything that I am doing.
Yes, Lord.
And if God is asking you to be fruitful, He's asking to be fruitful in anything he has asked you to do.
Yes.
Anything he has committed into your hands. Some of us are quick to be fruitful in other things, any other thing apart from what God has asked us to do.
Okay.
You get it? But God wants us to be fruitful in the things that he has asked us to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you may ask yourself, what can I be fruitful in as a Christian? How can I know I am being fruitful? How can I know I'm being fruitful as a Christian? What are the ways you can see that you are being fruitful as a Christian? And for you to have boldness and go to God and ask for things and believe he'll give to you, is to be a soul winner. Hallelujah. And being a soul winner is something you must be able to count. That from January to September, I've been fruitful with 5 souls. I've been fruitful with a soul. I've been fruitful with 10 souls. From January to September, my ministry has increased from 10 to 5. From 10 to 15. This one is decrease. My ministry has increased from 10 to 15. From January to September, you can say, if you are being fruitful, that my percentage has increased from 2 to 3. I mean, being fruitful is something you must be able to see. Hallelujah. Some of you measure fruitfulness, they say, oh, I've been able to pray for 3 hours. The prayer is supposed to make you be fruitful. You get it? It's like watering your garden and your garden is not being fruitful. You do a garden and then you plant, plantain or cassava or whatever. Cassava is not, tomatoes or orange. And you water, and after whatever years that orange is supposed to give fruits, the fruits are not coming. And you are watering, the fruits are not coming. Faithfully watering. Maybe you are not watering well. You get it? So the prayer doesn't show that you are fruitful. Prayer draws you closer to God. But fruitfulness is something you can see, count, measure, that I'm fruitful here. Amen. And God himself has a way. He has told us, oh man, what to do. Amen. So I want to pray that, Lord, make us fruitful. Make us fruitful. If I had one, make it two. Not two CDs, or we are talking about souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I had 1%, I make it 10. If I have this, make it. If I'm a chorister, make me fruitful for my ministry to grow.
Yes.
If I'm a, whatever I'm doing,
yes,
make me fruitful. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Fruitful means that joining a ministry or basanta,
yes,
and contributing to it, making calls, and because of you, somebody is in church today.
Amen.
And you can say, two people came to church because of me.
Yes.
Bible says, when you do that, then whatsoever you ask the Lord, whatsoever you ask the Lord, anything you ask God,
yes, sir, God,
then God would give to you. Please put my verse back there. Anything you ask the Lord, then God will do it for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's begin to pray. Say, Lord, make me fruitful.
Yes,
make me fruitful.
Yes, Lord.
Make me fruitful.
Father, make, yes, me fruitful.
Make me fruitful.
Make, make me fruitful.
Everybody can pray this prayer. This is a prayer you can't pray. This is a prayer you have to open your mouth and pray. You know that the whole year you haven't been able to talk to a single soul to be born again. And you need to be able to say that I've been able to win a soul. I've been able to do this. Just pray that, Lord, make me fruitful. Hallelujah.
Yes,
make
Lord.
This church a fruitful church.
Lord.
Make this church a fruitful,
yes,
church.
Lord.
That whatsoever we ask in your name as a church, he will do it and give it to us.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Make
every single person here fruitful. Fruitful in soul winning. Fruitful in our basantes. Fruitful in our basantes. Fruitful in our relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, because of us, oh Lord, may people come to church. In the name of Jesus, Whatsoever you shall ask, I don't know what you are asking God to do for you. I don't know what you are believing God for, but God is able to answer your prayers. God is willing to answer your prayers. Only he says, if you are fruitful, he has chosen you to go and bear fruit. He has chosen you to go and bear fruit in the kingdom. So as you bear fruit, then God will hear your prayers. Then God will answer your prayers. So you are asking that, oh Lord, make me fruitful. Make me fruitful in my Christian life. When you come to me to look for fruits, may you see souls. May you see Christians who have been established. May you see lives that have been changed. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have committed to my heart, even it's a placenta, if it's a placenta, whatever little thing you are giving to me, if it is false, if it is false, make me fruitful. Make me fruitful in the name of Jesus. When you come back to look at me, may you see double, may you see five times more, may you see 10 times more. That whatsoever I shall ask in your name, whatever I shall ask you to do for me, you will also do in the name of Jesus. Because I am fruitful, because as a church you are fruitful in the name of Jesus.
Let barrenness of God be taken away. Make us of God multiply. May we multiply the anointing of God to multiply the anointing of God to bear fruit. The anointing of God to multiply. May we multiply in our good way. In our good way. Paso caraba, paso kata, recato baba, setan baba, makoma baba. Yes Lord, yes Lord. Paso caraba, we shall not be barren. 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 May we bear fruit of God in the right season, in the right times of God, in the name of Jesus. Fruitfulness of God. Fruitfulness of God. In our work with you, God. In our ministries, of God. May we be fruitful. Thank you, Jesus.
Now you want to pray for this morning. You don't want to live here the same as you came. You came to God this morning, expecting to meet God, isn't it?
Yes.
When the people came, they said, we want to see Jesus.
Yes.
They didn't come to see any other person. They didn't say, we want to see Peter.
Yes.
They didn't say, we want to see the choristers.
That's right.
They didn't say, we want to see the dancers.
Yeah.
They said, we want to see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today, how many of you have come to see Jesus?
Oh.
You want to pray that by the time you leave here,
yes,
you have an encounter with Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That God will touch your heart.
Yes,
that God will touch you. That you will not live the same as you came.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are that labor and heavy laden.
That's right.
And I will give you what? Rest.
Rest.
Who have you come to? Who have you come to?
Jesus.
Are you laboring anyway?
Yes.
He says, come.
Yes, Lord.
I will give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You want to say, Father,
yes, Lord,
take away this laboring from me.
Yes. Lord.
Take away this burden off my shoulders.
Oh, yes.
And give me rest.
And give me rest.
You alone can take this burden off my
Lord.
Shoulders
yes,
and give
Lord.
Me rest. I don't want to live the same
yes.
with the burden as
yes,
I came.
Lord. Oh,
give me rest.
Yes, Lord.
When Hannah prayed, and the prophet said God has heard her prayers, she didn't immediately see that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But in her spirit,
yes,
she knew. That something had happened to her.
Ah, yes.
May you have that feeling and that knowing
Jesus.
As you pray this prayer this morning in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So you are praying, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
that I bring my burdens to you.
I don't want
to go back with it today.
I don't want to go back with it.
I don't know how you are going to do it.
I don't know how.
But I know your spirit is here to do it.
I know your spirit is here.
Do it this morning. In Jesus' name, come on, begin to pray. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Every form of labor, every form of burden, in the name of Jesus. May your presence here take it away, take it off our shoulders. In the name of Jesus, anyone that is burdened in any way, oh Lord, we pray for rest, 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 anything that is at the steps, we pray for rest, in the name of Jesus. You say, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. If you labor heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We have come to you, Lord. We have come to you, Lord. Lord, we ask for that rest. Rest, oh God. Rest in our souls. Rest in our spirit. Rest in our finances. Rest in our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ibolobo solaba shikataya. Rebo solama kateyene. Ramama solaba. Elama katabra kebo solaba. In the name of Jesus.
Rema sola mashikataya. Mando lebo solama. Ema mama. Oh, why don't you clap your hands as you pray? Clap your hands as you pray. Clap your hands as you pray. Oh Lord, give us rest. Give me rest. Rest for my soul. Rest from every problem. Rest from anything that doesn't make me sleep. That is depression. That makes me depressed. Rest, oh God. Rest, oh God. Anything that makes me confused. In the name of Jesus. Rabba Sola Mashikataya. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Rest, rest from any form of demonic oppression, demonic attacks. Rest, oh God. Rest from confusion. Rest from any attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Rest in my family, rest in my home, rest at work. In the name of Jesus,
You are welcome in this place.
Yes, O God.
You are welcome,
Jesus,
in your strength and in your power.
Lord.
You are welcome in your own special way.
Yes, O God.
To do the will of God. To establish the will of God.
Yes, O God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, have your way in our midst this morning.
Lord.
As we ask that you cover us with your blood.
Jesus.
Cover us with your blood.
Amen.
Cover this fellowship with your blood.
Yes, Lord.
Cover this assembling with your blood.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And when you look at us.
Yes, Lord.
May you see us through the blood.
In the name of Jesus.
May you see us, oh God, through the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
See your children gathered.
Yes, Lord.
Clothed in white robes.
Yes, so God.
Before you.
Yes,
and Lord, touch every single life here today.
In the name of Jesus.
May no one live the same.
Yes, Lord.
As he or she came.
Jesus.
Surprise us today.
Oh, my God.
Exceedingly, abundantly, yes, more than what we can even imagine, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you.
We thank you.
And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's take our seats as we put our hands together for Jesus.
Amen.
I have you in church this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Briefly, I want to preach a very, very important message. Last week, I gave you a gist of it. So I'm continuing. And I'll give you the topic. Amen.
Amen.
Let's talk about Revelation chapter 12.
Revelation 12.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. Now is come. Even in heaven. He said, now is come. For the voice was heard in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. How many of you want to see the power of Christ in church? How many of you want to see a lot of salvation in church? You want to see that when we come to church, every power of the enemy against your life will be destroyed. You want to walk in health. You don't want to walk in health. You want to walk in health. You want to walk in liberty. How many of you want to walk in all these things? Bible says that it is supposed to happen in the church. But why was it not happening? Why was it not happening? And it's instructive to know that this voice was heard in heaven. He said, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. It means the presence of the accuser stops the power of God. Stops salvation. Stops so many things in the church. That is why sometimes you come to church, you want to see power. How many of you come to church, you want to see power? How many of you are sick and tired of your problems? You are sick and tired of your problems. The power of God is the only power that can break any problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No man can heal. No man can deliver. No man can set free. It is only God who blesses. It is only God who delivers. It is only God who gives us power. Hallelujah. So if you want to see these things, we need to let God be able to do what he wants to do. And this Bible is making us the presence of the accuser. And the accuser is Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The accuser is Satan. And so today, we are teaching ourselves as a church to know how to walk in power. How to walk in strength. I want to have phone calls. And I will hear that, Bishop, today too, my breakthrough has come. I've been believing God for this. I've been praying. But some way, somehow, I wasn't even thinking about it. But God has done it for me. Bishop, I was diagnosed that this sickness is going to kill me. I went again for review. When I went, they said, they can't see anything. I remember one day I went to preach somewhere. Somewhere in Russia. And when we left, we had a call on our way to another city that a certain lady was supposed to go through surgery in a hospital. She went to the hospital. I told them to do certain things and she did it. She went to the hospital and they told her that they couldn't find anything. She was scheduled to come for surgery. So they called us. We were in the car. And we heard them speaking. And And they told me what had happened. And I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Won't you want to have such miracles and testimonies in your life? But such test, you see, we should be preaching. We should gather in church. And I've not laid that on you. I've not said anything to you. But you feel the power of God. You feel the presence of God. You go home and you say, things have happened to you. And these things can happen if we allow the power of God. And how can we allow the power of God to flow when the accuser is cast down, and the accuser is the devil? The presence of the accuser is more dangerous than the presence of fornication. You see, many people don't know what can bring people down. It is not fornication or whatever you call it. Because fornication can be overcome by the power of God. Remember the person who can give testimony the other time, say he or she had been fornicating. And suddenly one day, as she was in church, something happened, she stopped. But what is important, what is more dangerous, is the presence of the accuser. Presence of accusation. Proverbs 22 verse 10. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. So you see that anytime you cast out the accuser, salvation, strength, kingdom of God, and power comes. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want her to see power in the church. I want her to see salvation in the church. And how are we going to say we need to cast out the scorner? How can you cast out the scorner without first identifying the scorner? Let me tell you, one of the things that makes the body of Christ to thrive is oneness and unity. And what the accuser does is to disunite, bring confusion. Because when I come to tell you something about this brother, what I'm trying to do is that I'm trying to separate him from you. Because of that, there cannot be unity. There cannot be a flow. So to start with, I want to talk about three principles of loyalty. Loyalty is very important. Loyalty is there that will keep us together. Keep us together. That when you are coming to church, you are happy you are coming to meet one another. You are happy you are coming to church. That is loyalty. Number one. Loyalty exposes wrongdoers to the leadership. Three principles of loyalty. To maintain the unity, to maintain the love, and to maintain the flow. To maintain the unity, the love, and the flow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Principle number one. Loyalty exposes wrongdoers to leadership. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1. 1 Corinthians 5, 1. It is reported commonly. Everybody say commonly. And everybody say reported.
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 It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. That there is what? Fornication among you. And such fornication that is not so much as named among the Gentiles. That one should have his father's wife.
So be a kofani papa.
It means in the church, all manner of things were happening. I would say there's no normal fornication. But this one was uncommon fornication. So much so that somebody could sleep with another. The father's wife. I don't want to use this example. Somebody should use the father's wife. It's not good, isn't it? But how did Paul get to know? He got to, because someone reported. someone who saw it, that the way Paul preaches, the principles of the church, the messages, it was not flowing with what the life the people were leading. So as she saw it and as he saw it, he said, no, this is not what this church stands for. This is not what Christ came to die for. This is not, so we are going to tell Paul. We are going to tell the leadership that some people are stealing in the church. Some people are doing certain things in the church. Some people are committing fornication in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A loyal person. Can you imagine if these people had not gone to tell Paul? And you will say that, how come Paul didn't know if he had the spirit? How many of you know that sometimes the spirit uses human beings? So you are the human being the spirit is using to expose wrongdoers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, do you know why Jacob loved his son Joseph? Many people thought that because he is the son of his old age. But let's read Genesis chapter 32, verse 2. Genesis chapter 2:2. You are going to be one of the favorites of God.
Amen.
These are the generations of Jacob.
When we are Jacob,
Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the Lord was with the sons of Bilhah. And with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. So Joseph was his brethren. He was in church. Everybody knew Joseph. But the Bible said, Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now, if you were living in those days of Joseph, you would have said that Joseph was a lapor. Joseph, even now as I'm talking, you would say Joseph was a lapor. Joseph is concerned. But the Bible says that Joseph did that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we go to verse 3, when we go to verse 3, say, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his brethren. Which means that even though the brother didn't like Joseph, people were saying that Joseph was concerning. The one who mattered most loved him. You see, never ever you get people to like you if God doesn't like you. You should always get the most important person of anything to like you. If the person likes you, no one can do anything against you. And Joseph operated the principle of loyalty. Loyalty to the father. What Joseph did was that any time the brothers were saying bad things, doing bad things, Joseph would go and tell the father that I heard Belteshazzar. Saints, so and so. He says, if you are in church and people come to you and they come and tell you things, you have to tell the person that, let me tell you something. I am not a garbage can. I am not a receptacle for what? Waste. Anything you tell me, let it be known to you that I will go and ask the person. I will go and ask the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, that is why most, if you don't understand this principle of Joseph and this principle of loyalty, you can easily think that it's a culture of silence. Not at all. Because if you go to the next principle, you will see that principle talks about loyalty is not compatible with memory. Loyalty is not compatible with what?
Memory.
It's not compatible with what? Philippians 2:14. Philippians 2:14. Do all things without memories and disputings. Other translations complainings. Memory is when a person speaks about issues in undertones. There are issues, but you don't speak it openly. You speak it undertones. You see, and people usually murmur because they feel they cannot express their feelings openly. That's the only reason why people murmur. They feel we can't talk openly. So then they speak undertones. It is one of the most dangerous things that break friendships, break relationships, break a church. Because loyalty does not mean don't talk. Actually, the principle of loyalty means that you should always talk about what you feel, but not in undertones. That's the principle of loyalty. Because if I see my brother Sam here, and there's something Sam is doing that I don't like, why would I go and talk about Sam to Pastor Edwin? Unless I know that Pastor Edwin is in a situation to help Sam. Otherwise, why should I tell him? Why? Why should I go and tell him? Unless I want to help Sam. And I'm telling you because I want to help Sam. Now when I talk to him, I say, please don't tell him. Now what is going to happen to Pastor Edwin? Pastor Edwin is sitting here somewhere. He likes Sam. Suddenly you are going to tell Pastor Edwin that Sam is a drunkard. Sam is a thief. Sam is a womanizer. And then Pastor Edwin is now, anytime he sees Sam, Now if Pastor Edwin too is not a wise person, he's a fool. Then he will put it in him. Anytime he sees Sam. But loyalty requires that as soon as Pastor Edwin hears this, he should tell me that this thing that you have told me about Sam, I am going to ask him. Then I'll say, oh, please, I beg you. I didn't mean for you to go and tell him. Then Pastor Edwin said, why did you come and tell me? If am I a garbage can? You want me to not flow with Sam. And I want you to know that I am not going to see in the person. He said, if the person tells you, please don't tell anybody. I want to tell you that he has told another person. Anybody who tells us, please don't tell anybody. Never think that you are the first and last person. He has told you, man. You tell me, I'm the person's best buddy. So he's telling me. Don't be deceived. If you don't understand loyalty, that's why you say that it's a culture of silence. But rather, if I am with you and you don't talk, I would rather become a bit worried about you. I would prefer that you talk. Not to go, you see, even if I preach and you don't like the preaching, or you saw me somewhere, you didn't understand it. You know, somebody's put something on one of our platforms, I think the Ashes or the media or something. He said that two people died. Which of them will go to heaven? One died in the disco, another died in the church. Who do you think will go to heaven? Who do you think will go to heaven? Then he explained. He went and said, not knowing that the one who died in the disco, he went to follow up somebody to come to church. And the one who died in church, he came to steal something in the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? The one who died at the disco. You know, I remember my senior brother once, when you got born again, he needed to travel. And he had to go to a certain discotheque called Ahimfie those days in Takoradi to go and see somebody there. So he went, and when he went, the guy was dancing. Those days we had a drink in the Guinness bottle, which was a type of, it wasn't alcoholic. It was alcoholic, it was in the Guinness bottle. Then he bought one to sit down and wait. Somebody came to tell the Charlie, I see your sinner brother. Your sinner brother, where he said, Bikife. I see him for him where the cup beer. He said, where the cup Guinness? I was so surprised. So when he came, I said, actually, I hear you. I said, no. He explained to me. I said, wow. You see, things are not as you think. That is when the person came to tell you, you should tell the person, look, this one, I need to go and ask the person. That's why you see that the third principle of loyalty is that loyalty learns about history. You need to know the person's history. That's why Paul said that I am persuaded. You need to be persuaded. You need to be persuaded. Hallelujah. Paul said, I am persuaded of this. 2 Timothy 3:10-11. You must be persuaded. See, some of you are in church. Of all that we say, you still are not persuaded. And so if anybody comes to tell you anything about the church, say, yeah, now I don't know what to believe again. 2 Timothy 3:10-11. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me. What persecutions I endured. So you have fully known me. It means that you have to fully know the person. You have to know history. If someone should tell you that this man is in the thing for money, you have to ask yourself, wouldn't he rather be working in the bank and have more money? Wouldn't he rather, if you say bishop likes money, wouldn't he rather go on to continue his medicine? Ask yourself this question. Ask yourself. And when you were with the person, what the person is telling you, is that what happened to you? You have to ask yourself this question. And you see, so that you can say, no, this cannot be. This is how to live in unity. This is how to keep the flow. Memory. Let me tell you something. Memory is one of the things that can kill you. It's very, very dangerous. Numbers 11:1. You want power? Hey, the days are coming. We shall come to church. There's a worship will be going on. And we shall see the power of God flowing. We shall hear people screaming. Saying, I've been delivered. I've seen angels. I've seen that. Because when the people gather, they are one. Numbers 11:1. And when the people complained, when the people did what?
Complained.
When the people did what?
Complained.
It displeased the Lord. And so can't we talk? Talking is not complaining. Talking is going to the pastor and say that, look, I'm a Bacenta
leader
and I don't have money, but I'm supposed to bring people to church. Now, dear, I'm happy. So can you help me? That is talking. Complaining is, as a percentage leader, you come to church. Oh, bow will be here. Men will bow will be here. Church is sweet, Papa. Oh, sweet, Papa. Then when you close, you go and see this man. This is my people. They are transferred for me. I cannot pay. Oh, that is complaining. Hallelujah. And God will always be displeased with that thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them. Fire, burn all accusers in the name of Jesus. And consume them. Fire burn them and consume them. Hey. Listen, how many of you have been having all night and praying for breakthroughs? You don't pray, you see, you can't raise your hand. How many people pray to God that God help me? All your prayers will come to nothing in the presence of the accuser. That is why you need to follow the principles of loyalty, which is love. If anyone comes to tell you anything, let the person know that you have come to tell me because you want to help the person. And if you don't want me to help the person, don't come and tell me. Because as soon as you finish, I'll call the person and tell the person, sister so-so-and-so came to tell me. Brother so-so-and-so came to tell me. One day a certain girl came to tell me. I used to have one of our faithful brothers called Brother Mauli, of blessed memory. Brother Mauli was very active. He was the only one who could
Apart from me and my wife and my child, he could go to my wardrobe and pick things for me. Open my wardrobe like this. He can go anywhere. Then one day somebody called me and said that, hey, have you heard? What is it? They said, Brother Mauli is spoiling your name in Committee 4. So I said, what is this? Say, Brother Mauli could get drunk. And he will get drunk and they will have to carry him on a truck. I said, my Mauli. Also, Pastor, you don't know. Mauli has been living a double life that you don't know about. I said, are you sure? Look, let me tell you, as I was talking to the person, I didn't believe. Because I was fully persuaded. But I said, are you sure? Oh, yes. Are you sure? Oh, yes. Are you sure? Oh, yes. While she was still talking, he didn't know that I was making a call to Mauli. So I said, Mauli, this lady is just talking to me that you get so drunk, this and that and that. So I said, me? I said, don't waste your breath. I know it's not true. I just want you to hear. And you know what? When I told the lady, I've told Brother Mauli, you know what she told me? Pastor, forgive me. It is not true. I said, oh, so why did you say it? Look, before God, if I'm lying, God knows what I'm saying. I said, forgive me, it's not true. I said, so why did you say, please, I don't know. That's the time I realized that accusers are anointed. No, that's the first I read. Accusers work by anointing. It's only anointing that can do things that you cannot know. I mean, you don't know how the healing came about. You don't know. Then you just receive and a person received. You get it? That. But then accusers can do things. He said, I don't know what came over me. Look, I was so shocked. But it was a short period. Not that I even waited for another day. I was so shocked. So, three principles of loyalty. Principle number one, do what? Loyalty exposes wrongdoers. You see, and for me, never think that because you have come to tell me something about somebody. One day somebody touched you, has come to what gossip. When you gossip, do you know the person doing this? You know, I say, yeah, I know. I know. Then I even added something to it that he didn't know. Oh, so you know about this? And I said, yeah, I know. And so what? What's your problem? And you allowing the person to do this? I said, and so what? Do you know what I'm thinking about the person? Today, the person who came to tell me that is no longer in the Lord. And the person he came to report or whatever it is, the person is still strong now, even stronger than before. Stronger than before. So if I had followed you, I followed the person, I would have killed the whole ministry. Killed the whole something. So don't think that you know something. Sometimes people can say, what is it? Oh, you see, this is secret. I don't want to discuss it. You don't know. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. So don't think that you are the CIA in the church. You keep secrets in the church. of the Basanta leaders, you are the CIA. Of the Basanta leaders, you are the CIA. Of the members, no. We want to see what? Power. We want to see strength. We want to see breakthroughs. And anybody who stands as an accuser representing the devil, we have to deal with the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so that we can see the power we want to see. Look at the several people are giving their life to church, to Christ every Sunday here in church. Do you want it to be stopped? Do you want to be stopped? You see, you can't talk because I've been praying like that. You ask for forgiveness after service. But you see, let us. What is the second key? Loyalty is not compatible with memory. And if you think that the pastor is not good, that's why people are murmuring against him. Or the man is so good, that's why the wife is murmuring against him. Then I want to tell you that God was the worst pastor. God was the worst pastor. Because Satan murmured against God. And Satan, when he was leaving the church, he managed to get a third of the church members. God must be a very bad pastor. The Israelites murmured against God.
Israel for so
God went to take them from Egypt. Then they murmured against him. So the mere fact that people have a cause to murmur doesn't make them right. Some of you have made yourself unionists in the church. You are union leaders in the church. And everybody comes with a complaint. And you give them reason to have a cause to complain. Look, we know it's not a unionized thing we are doing here. Hallelujah. Come and talk. It's not compatible. That's why I allow people who talk. Talk about anything. Talk about everything. I used to have a brother in church who is still my friend. And he's not here because he's in the Cornerstone. He used to come to me, even when I preach in the English in some way, he'll come and ask, hey, Charlie, today the English, yeah. Then he'll say, when you are mentioning this, mention it this way. He has grown to become one of my best friends. One day I was saying something, I said, and he said, what did you say? I said, get away. Come and preach and see how it is. I didn't say, go and mark my English. Then he told me, he came to discuss something, he said he doesn't believe in it. I said, look, this is what the Bible says. Up to today, he doesn't believe in it. But he's still there.
That's all.
He has made me to know. And good for me, he didn't go and tell anybody, he came to tell me. That is the best thing to do. So loyalty is not compatible with memory. Anybody who comes to remember just that person, you are the devil. I've been looking for you. You see, every time we talk about the devil, I say one day I want to meet this devil and cast the devil out. Now today I've seen you. Get away from me, you devil. Some devils have makeups. Some devils have fascinators. Some devils have bow tie. Tie your bow tie. Some devils are sitting in. You think the devil is the one with the. No. Some devils are smelling of nice perfume. Tell them, I've been waiting for you, Pa. I've come some prayer fast. I wanted somebody to cast out. And you have brought yourself. In the name of Jesus. They say, hey! Today, you see, when we are praying, we come like, hey! Emmanuel! Devil, get away from me, you devil. Omale. We want to see love. I don't want to smell love.
I
want to see love. I want to smell love. So make sure. And the last one is loyalty is what? History. Be persuaded. Hallelujah. Be persuaded that it is not about money. It's not about this. It's about that. Even if you heard something, you should think, if you heard this, I'm sure there's something in it. Even if it is this, then there must be a reason for this. I know, as for this God, I know him. As for this person, I know him. If he told you this, don't be confused. I remember recently, in closing, a certain lady came to me crying on the car park, crying. Why? Because I said I was going to give her a beloved. Two beloveds. All of them, one person said this, and then the last one broke her heart. So I saw her talking to one of the lady pastors and she was crying. And I knew that was why she was crying. But unknown to her, I had actually spoken to another brother. More handsome. Two brothers, so listen to me. I'm not saying I'm not handsome, but at least in this one. More, God, they're all here. More handsome. More powerful. She didn't know that I had done that. So I looked at her crying.
No.
Then later she got this beloved. Recently I met her. I said, you were crying. Look at them. They were walking. Hey, come and let me show you how they were doing it. They were not married though. They were walking on the car park like this.
I said,
hey, look at them. Look at them. And I said, you are happy. When you heard at first, you thought that this and that, and you cried. I won't even go for this meeting again. Today, come and see how happy she is. Very happy. Because you don't know. At least say to yourself that by all means, God does not mean evil.
Who would give birth to a daughter and make the people break relationship with their daughter? Who would do that?
That's
a woman's heart. So be persuaded that it, whatever it is, there must be something good in this for
you.
Something better in it for me. Are you with me? Say from today.
If you're an echo.
And let me tell you something. All of you can be devils. Now you are putting out your hand. Peter, once he was Ojash, another time he was a devil. So you too, you can be. But say from today,
if you're an echo,
I shall not allow myself to be a vessel of the devil. I would always expose wrongdoers. I will not murmur. I would rather speak when I have to talk. And lastly, I'll be persuaded of Jesus, of my pastor, of whom I have believed, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let's pray. Everybody just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray that love will fill the church. Pray that love will fill the church. Pray that love will fill. Pray that you will be a factor of love in the church. Because of you, pray that people will see God in the church. When they come to church, they will see love. They will see love. They will see love. There is nothing that you don't have answers. And even when there is no answer, just believe and flow. And God will do it. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Give you praise, give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus as we take our seats.
Pastor Intimacy.
Today is your first time of coming. Put your hands together for them as they come. Can I have your books here, please? Can I have your books here? Come and give to them their books. If you brought any of these ones, kindly, quickly come around. God bless you. 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 Kindly give them the books. God bless you. If you came with them, kindly come. You know what to do. Kindly, quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you finish, take your seat. If you write your name, you came somebody, you finish writing your name, then take your seat. And those of you in front here, I want you to say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today is a special day for me. You thought of me.
You thought of me
and brought me here today.
I thank you.
Right now. I believe in my heart. That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord.
Please, Lord Jesus.
Say it, please. Please, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Of my sins.
Wash me.
With your blood. And Lord, from today.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.